This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Hope you enjoyed our visit with Andy Bennis. Matt Holliday coming up at 11:30. But now it's time for Ryan Kelly. Ryan, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, getting ready for some All-Star games. You know, I think that's the conversation here at the office this morning when I was talking with all the guys, and everybody's anxiously awaiting the All-Star game. But we're doing mortgages right now, and that's what we're really good at, Frank. And I'll tell you real quick a story. One of the things that I hear so often from clients when they close on their mortgage is, man, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long. I wish I would have called you earlier. I don't know why I didn't call you earlier. And so I dig in. What was it? What do you think it was? And you know, mortgage interest rates right now are near these all-time low levels. They're so low. And home values are just skyrocketing. You have a ton of equity in your house you didn't even know you had probably. For example, maybe you bought the house 2 years ago for $225,000. I wouldn't be surprised if it was worth $275,000 right now. I mean, values are going up. So when you have rates low and you have values just going up fastest pace we've seen over 10 years, you have options. You have a lot of options. And maybe you're looking at getting rid of the PMI. We do that every day here for people. Maybe you need some cash out to pay off credit cards, help with the school tuition, do some remodeling around the house, whatever. A cash out refinance, there's never been a better time. My point is, don't wait. Don't hold off. That number one reason I always hear that people waited, they thought it was going to be a hassle. They thought it was going to be a pain in the butt. They didn't want to pick up the phone and start the process of a refinance because they had these horrible experiences in the past. And that doesn't happen here at the Home Loan Expert. We make refinancing so easy that you just kind of start the application, supply some documentation, sign a few forms, and before you know it, we're closing your loan. It's that easy. We close refinances in 14 days. If you have a mortgage out there, I can almost guarantee you there's a better option available now. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Apply online right now. If you're in front of a computer, do it. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Thanks, Frank. Have a great week, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Ryan Kelly joining us. Brian, why don't we read a couple of texts before we end this first hour?
The way baseball players remember so much in vivid detail, it must be hard to find something that makes you feel as alive afterwards. It's from Catfish.
Yeah, it is amazing. How about the Bo Weevil of Bevo Mills?
Disappointed that DeWitt never even considered extending an offer to Max Scherzer when he was a free agent, grew up a Cardinal fan and was hoping the Cardinals would call. Huge mistake. Like Beano Cook always said, if Stephanie Power sat down next to you on an airplane, you got to take a shot, don't you?
Yeah, one of the best stories ever. They were never really in the Scherzer sweepstakes.
It was never reported that they were, at least, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I think it was right after my 10 o'clock sports because we did a lot on Scherzer. I got a couple of texts from people saying, why didn't the Cardinals go after Max Scherzer? It's a legitimate question because was he a free agent once or twice?
I think just once.
But how could they not be in the sweepstakes? I mean, you think about the moves they've made. Let's see. I'm looking at an article. Why isn't Max Scherzer a Cardinal?
Well, that could be from when they drafted him and he wasn't signed. Because the Cardinals originally drafted Max before he went to college, which makes you wonder what could have happened had he not gone to college.
He was a late pick there.
Yeah, in the 40s.
Because his velocity when he got to Mizzou dramatically increased. I remember interviewing him for a Ladue News article, and he talked about how, you know, some of the stuff they did at Columbia, and all of a sudden his velocity just skyrocketed there. And then he became the Max Scherzer we know now. You know, I'm going to have to look at this during the break. But all right. Let's take a short time out. Martin is going to join us when we come back. Matt Holliday is going to join us at 11:30. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 5 minutes.